present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to Blackpool's Grand Theatre. The town's most famous tourist attraction is the Blackpool Tower. Sadly, soon after it was opened to the public in 1894, several suicides occurred there. These included the novelist Charles Ashton, who jumped off unable to cope with literary criticism, according to his really badly written suicide note. Blackpool's football team is run by their multimillionaire chairman, Carl Oyston. At the end of the last season, Oyston offered to send the squad on an expenses-paid trip to Florida, but they said they'd rather take their holiday in Blackpool so they could see what it's like to ride on an open-top bus. Blackpool's Sea Life Aquarium is a famous local attraction housing over 2,000 marine creatures, including Europe's largest collection of penguins. It was zoologists there who discovered that male penguins choose a mate for life. That's not as if they're ever going to find a better looking one, is it? Lancashire-born John Dalton was the Victorian chemist and physicist who is best known for his work in colour vision deficiency. His research discovered the eye defect, which means sufferers can't tell the difference between red and green light. Dalton described them as colourblind. We call them cyclists. It was recently discovered that the West Lancashire town of Hilldale has the slowest broadband connection of anywhere in the north of England. The people there are going to be really hacked off when they read about that next year. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Jeremy Hardy. On my right, Tim Rooktaylor and Rob Brydon. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words falsified and doctored. Well, if something is falsified, then it's been made false or untrue, usually in order to deceive. Whereas if something is doctored, then it should be picked up in a little plastic bag. Meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rob, you can start.
Trumpet, a miniature bigot.
Barry?
Grassy ass, the perils of picnicking without a blanket.
Tim?
Politician, famous Italian painting of a parrot.
Jeremy.
Asking, king of the bottoms.
Avocado, to do one's supermarket shopping online.
King penguin, particularly annoying penguin.
Dimension, to name-check a Welshman.
Dignitas, donkey sanctuary with a difference.
Pygmy, I love the pork.
Horatio, the difference in size between two or more groups of prostitutes.
Ventricle, diagram explaining bladder weakness.
trench ant, an ant that fought in the First World War.
Aspergers, colonic irrigation enthusiasts.
Tweet, what cereal farmers grow in Yorkshire.
Astigmatism, condition that gives you a distorted impression of how good a driver you are.
Turin, Yorkshire wee-wee.
Cogitate, pensioner's art gallery.
Defence, de long wooden ting in de garden.
Deferral, bikini wax.
Punish, not quite a play on words.
Trump, noisy, noxious emission from an arse.
Well, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the game called Pick Up Song. These days, rare vinyl records command a fortune at auction. The Holy Grail for collectors is Jonathan Ross's ill-advised charity single, Uptown Top Ranking. So Samantha will spin the discs. Each of you should sing along to your record teams until Samantha turns the volume down. If, on its return, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a quasi-fascistic subjugation of mass will. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Yes, and this week's prize is the latest development in intravenous snacking. It's this chicken and mushroom pot needle. So, Barry, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Elvis Presley singing Jailhouse Rock.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, and they began to wail. The band was jumping to the swing. You should have heard this knocked-out jailbird sing, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played the tenor saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois went crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was the Purple Gang. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block.
Slow hand clapping an old man is really, really, really. He's 80 years old.
Yes. So
I don't know how long I've got. I don't even buy green bananas.
That Elvis Presley's losing it, isn't he? Oh, dear.
You're next, Jeremy, and I'd like you to accompany the Carpenters singing Yesterday Once More.
Was young, I listened to the radio, waiting for my favourite songs. When they played, I sing along. It made me smile. She was putting me off. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long-lost friend. All the songs I loved so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still such a... Everybody! Shing-a-ling-a-ling that they're starting to sing so fine. When they get to the part where he's breaking her heart, it could really make me cry just like before.
Thank you agree, Joe. I actually listened to that through gritted ears. So, you now, Tim, would you accompany Kellis singing Milkshake?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge. I know you want it. The thing that makes me what the guys go crazy for. They lose their minds the way I wind. I think it's time. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. The boys are waiting. My milkshake.
Thank you, Tim. So it's always disturbing when you channel a teenage girl singer. It is. So finally, Rob, please can you accompany Pavarotti singing Nessun Dorma?
Nessun Dorma. Nessun Dorma. Tu più. Pesa nella tua predistanza, guardi le stella e di speranza. Ma il mistero è chiuso a me. Sopra, non ho sul giù.
No, please, really. The longer you clap, the more insufferable Rob becomes.
I think I stole that round, Jack, didn't I?
I wish someone had. Well, our next round, Sound Charades, embraces the world of entertainment and celebrates the host of Lionels, able to hold an entire audience spellbound on things of Lionel Messi, Lionel Richie and Lionel Blair. To name but two. Now, this is based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that ran from 1979 until 1997, providing the viewing public with literally 7 minutes of entertainment. So, Tim and Rob, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect.
Off you go, please, Tim and Rob.
It's a film and it's two words and it goes like this. There you go, sir. Are your new roofs finished? How do you find the steepness of the slope?
Well, I have to say it's faultless.
Very good, I'll be off then.
Perfect. Look. Perfect roof slopes.
Perfect.
Perfect apexes.
Tile ceiling. No, roof.
You're toying with us,
no,
aren't you?
No, we're bloody not.
The listeners can't see
perfect.
That.
Perfect. Perfect. Slant.
If you make perfect the second one, will that help?
Ah, something perfect. Something perfect. My singing. completely perfect. Roof.
We should know this. Two words and one's perfect.
I think we've been defeated.
Think about football. Maybe that'll help you.
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. All right, your turn, Barry and Jeremy. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Casablanca. Casablanca.
Right. This is a film, and it's one word.
One word.
Goes like this. I'm here to interview America's first ever Hispanic president.
Of all the presidential residences in all the world, you have to walk into mine.
It wasn't easy to find. You've changed the name on the sign outside.
Sí, porque I want to change because before it's called the White House, and I think it's more appropriate that it's in my own language of Espanol. But I must go because I think my accent now is in Uzbekistan, so I need to go find it.
It's been a pleasure interviewing you, sir.
Were you being Mexican, Jeremy?
I was being Hispanic. It could have been from Ecuador. It could have been from any number of
Spanish-speaking
countries.
Spanish-speaking, though, something to do with the White House.
Are they Bianca or Blanca or...?
What film is it? Oh!
Oh!
Blanca Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Yes.
Ah.
All right, final title going up on the laser display board for Tim and Rob, and the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Kinky Boots. Kinky Boots.
This is a musical, and it's two words, and it goes like this.
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, hello. I'm looking for a new toothbrush.
Oh, not a problem, sir. Follow me, please.
Good heavens, are you not wearing your uniform today?
No, there have been a few changes at the branch since you were last in. It was a Valentine's Day promotion, got a bit out of hand. We're not wearing the company tunic anymore.
I see, and are those suspenders company issue?
Oh, yes. Look, there's even a little blue and white logo here.
Really?
Yes, just here in my peekaboo bra next to the nipple tassel.
Oh, yes. Goodness me.
Well come along then.
I don't think I can. I appear to have been handcuffed to this rail. Between the shampoos and deodorants.
Oh, dear. Has Sir been a naughty boy?
Well, just a bit naughty.
Very well. Maureen, could we have the whip, straitjacket and cling film to aisle three, please?
Bondage.
Where were we? What?
Anyway, you were in a chemist's.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the best known chemist in the.
Boots.
Ah, Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots.
This next game celebrates the work of the continuity announcer. The people whose job it is to come up with ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy, so I'll ask the teams to share examples of programmes where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. Barry, maybe you could start us off.
On Radio 4 tomorrow morning at 9:45, Brian Blessed reads from his audio book. That's Prick Up Your Ears, 9:45.
Thank you, Barry. That was lovely. Rob.
Well, Jamie Oliver goes to an inner city hospital to eat baked beans on toast in front of the telly. That's Casual Tea on BBC One.
Jeremy.
Later on Channel 4, Gordon Ramsay talks about his love of cute feline themed pyjamas in Gordon's Kitten Nightwear.
Channel 5 this evening, a documentary on children who've had bad family experiences in Bob's Your Uncle.
A town on the northern banks of the Mersey decides to stop talking and stop making noise while they carry out forensic pathology. That's Silent Witness tonight on BBC.
Later on Radio 4, Evan Davis relives the trauma of seeing his plumber bend down to look under his sink. That's The Bottom Line at 4:30.
On BBC tonight, we see the working life of Jack D in Live at the Apollo, Big Brother, Shooting Stars, The Apprentice, Your Fard, and many more in Jack of All Trades, Master of Them All.
A group of Boy Scouts take charge of a rural parish. That's the Vicar of Dib Dib Dibley on BBC One.
10:30 tonight on BBC One, Graham Norton interviews Jerry Hall about her relationship with Rupert Murdoch. That's Jerry and the Pacemaker.
A maverick detective investigates the mystery of how to give your back a good old scrub in the bathtub. That's Idris Elba in Loofah.
And later on Channel 4, we ask whether newspapers really are tomorrow's fish and chip paper. That's A Place in the Sun at 8 o'clock.
And join us in the tent as Sue Perkins and Mel Gedroych develop severe bronchitis in the Great British Bad Cough.
The next round is called Censored Song. I'd like you, please, to perform censored versions of various dubious examples, taking care to bleep out any lyrics likely to cause offence. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. And Colin recently revealed he was responsible for Earth, Wind and Fire. Yeah. Aviva Insurance's least popular policy. So, Barry and Jeremy, I'd like you to start. I'd like you to censor a short medley of offending song lyrics. Off you go.
It's not unusual to be by anyone. It's not unusual to have with anyone. But when I see you about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me. Oh, I wanna. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes ing, and when she each one she goes ah. When she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she each one she goes ah. I've got you under my I've got you deep in the of me, so deep in my that you're really a I've got you under my.
Your turn, Tim. And Rob, would you please censor another selection of offending songs?
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I a new girl in the oh yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good. The birds, tuppence, 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 tuppence. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna a big man someday. You got on your face, your big disgrace, in your all over the place, singing we will, you. We will, you.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time for a quick round of Seaside Songbook. Samantha informs me she is fascinated with the cultural heritage of Britain's seaside resorts and has only happy memories of weekends in Blackpool enthusiastically polishing Reg Dixon's mighty organ. So, teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles suitable for singing by the seaside. You can start this, Rob.
Michelle.
Barry.
Western supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mayor.
Tim.
Happy talky talky happy talk. Talky. Gotta have all the ones in the north, obviously.
You finished. Jeremy.
A boy named Sewage.
That wonderful hit from The Police, every little thing she does is Margate.
Ilfracombaya.
New key in the sky with diamonds.
Love don't live here anymore, come.
All the shingle ladies.
Hey, Bude.
Ooh, Devon is a place on earth.
I can't get handed no satisfaction.
Whale kipper welk home in the eel's hide.
Can't get you out of mine head.
Let it be and be.
Knights in Prestatin.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the flatulent seagull of fate alights upon the open top Daihatsu of destiny, and the hungover hen party of hindsight seeks out the morning after pill of penitence. I notice it's the end of the show and indeed the series. So, from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Blackpool, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Fryer, Jeremy Hardy, Timbrook Taylor and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith. And that was a BBC Radio Comedy production.